Yesu yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Mwasuze mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu buli butya?
And how is your lives?
Buliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Ongambire oyo ayita wabweru awo.
Tell me the one passing out there.
Mugambe ajje ku mulamwa gwa tulese.
Tell them on come on the agenda which brought us.
Ali wabweru.
Everyone outside. We shall request you to come inside. You come in your time and the season. We are in time of season and fellowshipping. And to fulfill the purpose of coming for fellowship. We know of well Bible
saying
Hebrews 10:25-26. Not forsake fellowship as the man of others is. Most as we see that day is drawing close.
But
in this our fellowshipping, Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 40:24 down. But when we come for the gathering, you have to try to see you get a revelation and you go back with the teaching. You go back with an explanation your way. You go back with a prophecy. You
have
go back and you've praised and worshipped God. Not just fulfill that you came for fellowship. Appear and get everything in its time. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We thank God for this good time He's given us in this morning. Praise Jesus much. And we give Him back glory and honor.
That's
not forsaken us up to today. Remember in Matthew 28:18-20. If we remain make nations disciples,
baptize
them in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
and
we teach them all He commanded us, He's going to be with us to the end. And the time we do a word like that, we are sure of the presence of the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit. He glorifies the Lord Jesus, even the Father. As is spoken in the John 16, starting from verse 12, when the Holy Spirit will come,
He
will get from what is of Christ and give us, for what is of Christ is of the Father, and He will glorify Him, and He will reveal us what is to come. Now we thank God the Father and the Son, by His Holy Spirit, He
is
put in our midst, and we know question that where is He? He put His Spirit in their midst. When reading the Isaiah 63:11-14, there are seasons the Israelites were questioned. Where is He who put His Holy Spirit in their midst?
He moved
His right hand besides the hand of Moses.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Those
seasons they were not seeing Him.
Even
the Gentiles will beat the Israelites so much.
Them two
questioned before they had God. Don't dare touch them, they're not easy. Have ministers who are standing. And when they stretch their hands, their go-to is stretched. In those days they were being beaten. And even their enemies asked, where
He
put His Spirit in their midst? Moved His right hand where there is the hand of Moses. But we thank God.
Those
are asked to others. He has given us grace.
Remains
appearing in our midst. You know, even to worshiping God. And you don't see Him well. And indeed,
you
have to gather witness forcefully to serve Him.
There are some
just gather testimonies to try gather little. At least to show this something that they prove God is there.
But I
don't want that of gathering testimonies about God. Then you fast for it. You get it. And then you come give it. And you fast. You had to fight get it.
Yes, you have to.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I tell you, people struggle to get testimonies.
Don't you
get testimonies freely? Wake up with the knowledge of the word of God. It works in the much power.
No,
and you give a testimony.
People
work testimony and have worked for 3-4 years.
Give
a testimony, I thank God. I've taken 5 years and I'm praying for marriage. And I don't see it. Don't even make years. I thank the Lord. I've taken 3 years.
I've
prayed for job. And they failed. And the testimony, you forcefully get it. Anyway, fake a testimony. And you fast for it. And you suffer it. And you climb mountains and valleys. After you get it, you have to sow more to keep it. You have to testify. You have worked for it, you have to give a testimony again.
Yes, we have.
Praise Jesus.
Indeed,
God was far from us, that's why we sought him like that.
And to draw
you to work for you, it's not easy.
And
you have to tap his area as we speak. And you show him, I'm fasting, Lord. Lord, give me, I'm on the mountain. I'm in the valley. I'm in this place, Lord. I slept the overnight. I fasted, Lord. Why don't you answer me?
Sometimes
it comes at a path is time. Now,
God,
and go give a testimony. I worked for it much. No. You are not working for it. You are working to meet me. You said meet me seasons back. And you did need me. You didn't need. That's why he said, prepare and meet the Lord your God. Meet him when it's early. Call him and he's not far from you.
It's
near you. And he answers before you call him. But
take
long, wait problems to come. The troubles.
And
then you go cry to him. Now
you
are 17 years. You're going to marry by
25.
Instead of preparing now, you wait when you are 25. By the time you tap the area of God then, and you added more 5-20 years. God, don't prepare for him. Most of us, we just bump on him. And testimony, we have to struggle for it. And before to get a job in the church, they pray for you to travel abroad and you fasting. And if it's a dry, you get another 40 days fast. Just travel abroad, America. That came because God was far from us. He's being far from us. We speak of him on our mouth, yet in the hearts. Never feel his knowledge is not in the hearts. Those are one of the things which troubled us as the church.
We
wondered the God we pray to and never heard us. Yet, draw him be near you is not easy.
The
Bible speaks in Deuteronomy
4.
Deuteronomy 4.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. Which is this special nation? Which is wise with understanding, which is having God so near to them. It takes a level God be near to you. And is close near to you. You know, Gentiles, their gods are far from them. Demons, the fallen angels.
You
sound drums for them for an entire day for them to arrive.
And
you make noise, and you do every chaos, and they don't appear. And they come when you're tired. But the living God is not meant to be like that.
It's
meant to be close to us.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Now we thank God. In the time we've spent in this place, in the 2 years,
he is
drawn so close to us and we draw near to him.
The more drew
into him to knowledge and understanding, he too is saying, okay, he too he drew close. When God sees that you've paid attention, he wants to go know him. He calls you, come here. If you see you are on your business, he ignores you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
now we thank God. We've moved to draw close to him. And he ran near unto us. Even to manifest, show himself. Even to be in our midst.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that we give him back glory and honor. We want to appear, we move on with our journey of heaven.
Part 1 and Part 2.
Move on with our journey of heaven, part 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Under the head in God revealing me the call, his covenant, and his glory on the nation of Uganda through the heavenly journey, which was moved in the Bible for 7 years. From 2005 into 2011.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So once you want to
now under that heading,
Katonda ngambi kulira okuyitibwa,
and God revealing me the call,
endagano,
the covenant,
n'ekitibwa kye ku ggwanga lya Uganda,
and his glory on the nation of Uganda,
okuyita mu lugendo lw'eggulu,
through the heavenly journey that moved in the Bible for 7 years,
kuva mu mwaka gwa 2005
from 2005
paka 2011
to 2011.
Matulabira Part 1 and Part 2
of the journey of heaven. And as we gave you the summary last time, we said Part 1 of the journey of heavens, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who lived before us, even we living now, the journey which stretches from the planet Earth where we are, the Part 1 of the journey of heavens. When I the planet Earth where we are, and we see other 9 planets, and we head into the firmament of the heaven where we meet the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. And still in the kingdom of the stars, and we see hell, the bottomless pit, hell, even principalities in the kingdom of the stars. And then we see the circular appearance of the heaven.
So
this heaven is the 4th heaven to be created, and in the rim below.
So
so we have the rim above. In there is the first created heaven and the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. And still in that rim above, we have the 2nd created heaven.
In
there are the 4 living creatures as you see them there.
Store
of all spirits created on the world.
So
even its such an appearance as that heaven is.
But
then still in the rim above, we have the 3rd created heaven, which has the garden of God and the throne of God.
So
now the journey of heavens part 1 is to move like that. And we still saw that the part 1, it has 2 parts. We have the rim below, which is made of the 4th created heaven, even its fullness. That's the planet Earth where we are, and the other 9 planets, even the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. even hell, even principalities. Such appearance of the heavens of the rim below. And we God explained that in the rim above, part one of the journey of heavens. In there we find three heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But on the other time, we ended and we're still seeing the brief summary of things in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. Those are the seven things, those we are meant to see. Praise Jesus much. Expect you remember well where we ended. Praise Jesus much. Remember well where we ended. And we see what's in the brief of things in the brim below, the fourth created heaven. Praise Jesus much. And we said we're going to see seven things. We first saw the first one, that the rim below spend of the fourth created heaven, which is hard as iron, and it is such an appearance. These we saw them. We saw the circular appearance of this heaven. Praise Jesus much.
And
knew that it is hard as iron. Praise Jesus much.
And then
we reached our second reason. And we saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun, and the moon in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We got to explain that the sun, the stars, and the moon, they are not found on heaven put there as buttons, but they are in the firmament of the heaven. And we
got
to explain that the sun and the moon, even the stars, they are not found in the planet Earth where we are. They are outside planet Earth, and they are big indeed. So there are three major works. Praise Jesus much. Which evolve to serve the human beings on the world, to separate the seasons and time, the hour, the day, the month, even the years. Praise Jesus much. And we saw second work of praising and worshiping God. And if you refuse to worship,
does it
stop the kingdom of the sun, the stars, and the moon to worship God? Even the third work we saw, which they do in their life. Praise Jesus much. To appear that they have stored destructive weapons of God of the day of battle and wrath.
So
today we had on our third reason. Among the seven things in the brief we're meant to see in the rim below, in the fourth created heaven. Praise Jesus much. We are heading on to see hell. Praise Jesus much. Hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of heavens. Praise Jesus much. We head on to see hell. We are heading on to see hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where he imprisons rebellious spirits in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the fourth heaven. Praise
Amen.
Jesus so much. Most of us, we know hell. We think it's found in the planet Earth, but it's not found in the planet Earth, but it's found in the kingdom of the stars. Praise Jesus much. It's found in the kingdom of the stars, right this side, on the left side of the planet Earth, of planet Earth when you get out of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to go in this, our journey of heaven, which was moved in the Bible for 7 years, from 2005
to
2011, in the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the urim, the thummim, the spiritual transport. And we go
such
out and see briefly of hell.
Geyena,
hell,
oba emanyiddwa ng'obunyobu,
or known as the bottomless pit,
oba ekkomera lya Katonda,
or the prison of God,
mwasibira emyoyo emigye,
where imprisons rebellious spirits,
okuva mu bamalayika n'abantu,
from the angels and the human beings,
era nga singaniwa mu bwakabaka obw'emmunyeenye,
found in the kingdom of the stars,
mu bbanga ly'eggulu,
in the firmament of the heavens,
eryokuna mu kutondebwa,
the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much. Ebimu ku ebyo ogenda okubanga omanyi,
some of what you're going to be knowing,
nti geyena tesinganibwa mu nsi,
that hell is not founded within planet earth,
wabuli singanibwa mu bwakabaka bw'emmunyeenye,
but it's found in the kingdom of the stars,
ku mukono ogwa kkono,
on the left side,
ng'ofulumyemu ensi,
when you get out of planet earth.
And
second, you are going to know
Satan,
that Satan is not the one who is in charge of hell, but there is an angel called Abaddon, and the group of his angels, 200 billions of them, those who give torments and punishments in hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And the third of those who shall know, that hell is not the lake of fire. Hell is a prison where they imprison you
after
getting you from planet earth, and you retain your sins. The sins before God, they appear as a weapon. If you do them and you don't repent, but repentance is to put down the weapon of war of sin. You surrender.
That's
why many times when you make people confess salvation, they kneel down, raise up their hands.
Someone raised,
I've left my weapons, I have no more weapon of war.
All
they stand, raise up their hands. That way you've always seen it. But to throw you in hell, you've retained your weapon, which fights God, the sin. And you're put within hell as a prison, and yet you are on remand. What means, you're not yet sentenced, but you were convicted.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
now we want to head on. At least prepare a little questions which we have to start with. For most people within the grave, that's what they call hell.
Oh,
it's what they call hell. In the Luganda language,
it's
something different. It's dug in the ground.
In
there are put bodies. Bodies of those who have unclothed them.
The
spirits of the sinners, they are taken out of planet earth.
You're
taken out of planet earth, and the angels we are to speak of,
whom
work in hell, and they head you on in the bottomless pit. What is written, they first make you move up, and they show you of the door of hell, and they show you how you've missed it, and they turn down. And hell opens a little. Much power surround its door, and they throw you in there. In there are angels who work there, the angels of hell. That's a one who receive you, and they give you punishment there.
Which
are worthy of one they are convicted, yet not yet sentenced. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much.
And
hell, don't you think it's just going to be working, but it has worked for many years.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Right from the era of Abel, The era of Noah, it has been working. What's not yet worked is the lake of fire. Because it will begin to work on the day of judgment. What is in hell? There is fire. But the fire of hell is not of the lake. Just as the lake of fire flowing. The fire of hell is made by angels who work there. They have horses. They have a head of a lion. And they blow fire. Now some of those which you're going to hear in the scriptures, the punishments are there. Every punishment is inflicted on you for 5 months to change you to another punishment. Now things down there are not easy. In our journey of heaven, the journey of salvation, my journey and your journey, the journey of those who live before us, even we living now, even those coming to the coming back of Jesus, God decided to reveal us those things.
And
as the nation blessed, most secrets of the kingdom of heaven, even to reveal them to nations. Now be very attentive on what concerns that. Bible first asks us if we have ever been revealed the doors of death and hell. You know many that what we speak of it under the sun. But not many of us were revealed of those. Praise Jesus much. Bible begins with us in Job 38 and it asks us a question. That the doors of hell, have they ever been revealed to you? Job 38:15.
Nababi omusana gwabwe gubajibwako n'omukono ogugulumizibwa gumenyeka. 16. Wali oyingidde mu nsulo ez'ennyanja oba wali otambudde mu madubi ag'obuziba. 17. Enzigi ez'okufa zaali zikubikuliddwa oba wali olabye enzigi ez'ekisiikirize eky'okufa.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Abonoonyi,
the evil,
omusana gwabwe gubajjibwa,
their light is taken from them. But one of what you meant to know, if they say your light is to be taken from you, you've headed on to hell, the bottomless pit, where there is total darkness. And he asks you a question. Have you ever been revealed the doors of death? The doors of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Many of us, when we are on this world, there are words we use when we are going to bury dead bodies. And we say we are going to escort the disease to hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Expect
who has ever escorted anyone in hell? There is a confusion on these words. Hell, even the word hell, hell is the same, but Luganda brings different words there.
Yes,
praise Jesus. No one can escort anyone within hell.
For
hell is the bottomless pit,
which
is filled of total darkness. And it's the prison of God, where imprisons rebellious spirits. If you fail on this world, overcome, go back to the kingdom of heaven, where your father is, your disappearance is there to get lost in the bottomless pit. As we go to be explained of that, Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 22 verse 10, we have been crying much for dead bodies. dead bodies, those we put in the graves, yet we are forgotten. There is another snatched out of them.
Yet
problem, they are not to make it back to their home country. They are going to be falling in the bottomless pit. They are going to be bound in the prison of the bottomless pit, hell, even with much agony. Let's read in Jeremiah we hear.
Yeremia esula ya bili mubili nolinyirwa 10.
Jeremiah 22 verse 10.
Temuka bila maziga oyeafa. Sote momukungu bagira. Nemu mukabile nyo nyini amaziga oyagenda. Kubanga tachadda nate sota lida bansiye wabwe.
Yesu yebazi
bwe. Praise Jesus much.
Temuka bila oyeafa.
Do not cry for the one who dies.
Sote momukungu bagira.
Neither do you weep for them.
Nemu mukabile nyo nyini oyagenda.
But weep bitterly for the one going. For they have not made it back to their home country. We have two people here. We have the one dying. That's the body. But we have the one going.
Who
is called the late. Now the problem on the world is this. When we are crying, we cry for the one dying the body. And we forget the one going.
But
the problem is going. Bible says by their sins that they never repented.
They
have not made it back to their home country. Where is our home country? When Bible tells you the one going
is
right on the planet Earth where we are. But they is going. We have the one dying remains here. They remain on its planet. We have the one going. The problem is on the door of heaven's head home. Philippians 3:23. Our home is in heaven.
You're
meant to head on to heaven. But the Bible says,
weep
bitterly for the one going.
Who
made it back home. The one would have gone to heaven. They have just descended them in hell. In the bottomless pit in hell. That's the one we weep for their problem. It's so great indeed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, we are on the world. We are confused with many things. But let me tell you what is this. Let's review of the doors of death and hell. And then you see what happens in the midst there. When you've unclothed the body, those on the world move on to weep tears. Yet we cry for the one who has remained. But the one who is gone, we don't think of them.
Jeremiah
22:10 says, don't cry for the one dying.
And
don't weep for them, but weep bitterly for the one who has gone. The problem which has been,
we
are meant to go back home in heaven. According Philippians 3:20, for our home is in heaven.
God
made it back to their home country. Where have they fallen there? Hell, a prison, a bottomless pit.
And
the Bible shows us right ancient days the hell has been working. Hell has been working. But we are confused with different teachings. Others say we are buried in the ground.
Yet,
the one they put in the ground is the body. But the one who checks out of it, most people don't see him. But the problem, not made it back home. Now you are on the grave shedding your tears. You cry that dead body which is going to rot. Is there saying you? What are you on? The situation I mean is not well. Things like those happen. Bible shows in the 1 Peter chapter 3. From verse 18 to down, right from the eras of Noah, even the olden eras before him, hell I was working, and up to today is working.
It
worked till the Lord Jesus will come back. There will be the second resurrection. The evils in hell raise up to come back on this world. And they will be taken for judgment in the Jerusalem of heavens. And they will be cast in the lake of fire.
But
Bible in its showing, and moves on to show that hell and the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where
he
imprisoned rebellious spirits as but now. Let's read there, we hear.
Peter
1,
verse 17.
1 Peter 3:17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi, Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe, mwe okubonyaabonyezebwa nga mukola obulungi, okusinga nga mukola obubi. 18. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo.
Wuliriza bulungi onyiira
oluda. Listen well this next verse.
Mukama waffe Yesu,
our Lord Jesus,
yattibwa omubiri.
He was killed in the body.
Mubiri gwattibwa.
The body was killed.
Naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo.
But was raised within the spirit.
Era mukunyu oluddako lugamba.
Explain the next verse it says. Let's read we here.
Petero kisoke sura ya kusatu olunyiro
11. First Peter chapter 3 verse 19.
Era gwe yagenderamu n'abulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. 2. Edda abataagonda okugumikiza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Noa. Eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa. Amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi. Jemioyo omunana.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Bible yegame ntera mu mwoyo.
Bible say in spirit.
Mwe yagendera.
He went.
Okubulira emyoyo egyali mu
kkomera. To preach to spirits in the prison.
Omubiri wanotwala baba gutadde mu
ntana. We saw the body put in the tombs.
Mukama waffe Yesu
omubiri gwe. Jesus' body.
Aguli mu ntana.
And it's in the tombs.
Naye nga omwoyo gwe.
But his spirit.
Agwolekeze eri mu mukomera.
It on into the prison.
Alyokabulire emyoyo okusinga ennyo lwaki baanokolayo egy'omulembe gwa Noa.
Most why they singled out the era of Noah.
Kubanga gwe mulembe gwasinga okusuubiza abantu
mu generation which made people most to fall in hell.
Ensi lwe yasooka okujjula abantu.
The first time planet earth was filled with human
beings. Bible ebennyonnyola mu lubereberye suli
omukaaga. Bible explains in Genesis 6.
Onyosoka paka olw'ekumi.
From verse 1 to 10.
Nti ensi lwe yasooka okujjula abantu.
First time the world was filled with people.
Nga bazimba kuba nabo waggulu bagula waggulu.
On top of their other structures. And it's no more space to buy.
Yet they build tall buildings
on the top, and you buy in the top of the other structure. Now when we buy here, and we sell the next up us, and the next sells the one up him, they fill the entire world.
But
what surprises me, as the world was filled with people, only 8 souls were saved,
all
rest through them in the prison.
The
reason we speak of is hell, and it's the bottomless pit. But Jesus as he came, and the end of BC, what we call before the birth of Christ on earth, the beginning of AD, after death and resurrection, 2019 years as per now,
he
went in hell for 3 days. Preaching to spirits in the prison. It's not you who is going there. It's impossible. Jesus, the one who overcame death and hell. It's not us. You know, you may speak towards yourself that we shall go preach to those people in hell. Praise Jesus. You are not the Savior. But you work on behalf of the Savior on the world. What he told you.
Yes,
you
have
praise Jesus
much.
He didn't leave disciples in hell. No. Disciples left them on the world. If you miss it on this world, you're finished. You first look to your brethren. Tell them if you miss the gospel on this world and to believe it and to walk by it.
Don't expect
gospel in hell because Christ went there 3 days. There are no disciples there.
Yes, we
praise Jesus. Most the gospel like this, they feel it's not heated them up well. But they will beat you and you will be moved when you're fallen in hell.
balance
the gospel of the kingdom of God and righteousness, even those he adds on us.
We
don't warn you, you are in serious danger. There are preachers of the gospel in religions, even in the salvation prevailing, which appears as if of truth. And they move on, not tell us of these words. And even others tell us, perhaps hell is not yet begun to work.
The
revelation of hell and lake of fire, that's not been unto them.
Refused
to humble the spirit of God. Would have grown them understand the word of God.
Proverbs
1:23 says, accept my rebuke. I pour my spirit on you. He will draw you understand my words. Me to move on to differentiate hell and the lake of fire. It did not happen by myself. The journey of heaven moved in the Bible. To check out truth of the Bible. Where they are, in which place, those what Bible speak of.
And
the journey was led by the Holy Spirit, even armies of angels. But we know those led by God's Spirit, they are the children of God. Now the truth is this, brethren, our Lord Jesus, he went there in the prison of the Spirit, hell. Let us repeat this verse.
You can't Balua Peter Esoka, Esulu Yokusatu, Noli Nyiriwa Kumina Mwenda.
1 Peter chapter 3, verses 19.
Era guyagende damu, nabulide mioyo ejiri mokomera, Rabidi. Eda abata agonda, okugumikiza kwa katonda, bwekwali nga kuli ndida muna kuzanuwa. Eriato, bwiliyali nga richa asibiwa. Amazi, mwegalo kulira abantu, siba anji, jie mioyo omunana.
Only 8 souls. Bible says that in spirit,
he went to
preach to spirits in the prison. Long those who never humbled, as God patiently waited.
It's
the era of Prophet Noah in the Genesis 6. Bible
speaks
of him as a preacher of righteousness. He preached righteousness. God prepared people to change, they never change. And they moved on to be immoral. To get valid. Those long God whom we bared, he patiently waited for them, as he's waiting for us now.
The end will not come.
Yet he's just patiently waiting for us.
Which
speaks in the Peter,
2
Peter chapter 3,
8
unto 10, he
said,
brethren, this is what I don't want you to forget, that one day before God is like 1,000 years, even 1,000 years, like one day,
that
our God is not slack to bring the end, just as other things, but he's patiently waiting.
It
doesn't want each one of us that any gets destroyed. But we get saved.
Not
the first that has been patient like today.
Patient
in the era of Noah. The prophet Noah preached righteousness. And they said he's fallen mad.
He
said the generation that gospel doesn't work. Praise Jesus. Righteousness. That gospel does not work.
When the gospel
takes power, touch it. Now God patiently waited and they didn't know it. He came swept off the entire world, put them in the prison hell, the bottomless pit.
Now,
Lord Jesus, now as he comes, those are many years, right from the era of Noah, reaching the coming of Jesus,
they
are 10,000 of years.
But
they are in torments in hell in the prison.
But they shouldn't
deceive you in any way.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That hell is not working. Both things of religion you're on, that they put you in the grave.
You
are on problems. You check out of the body, you will be very surprised.
If
that body you praise
yourself
with, when you unclothe it and there,
you
wonder those who take it to bury it.
You know,
God took me out of the body.
Bako.
Me too, I saw it.
Nenewunya.
I got surprised. One day as we went to study of those they take in hell.
Mugeena.
In hell.
We
came to the one who has just gotten out of the body.
And we are there
in the burial with the angels of death. Yet we are moving. And they don't see us. But the
other
is crying for their body. Where are you taking me? Yet I say I'm here. Who is that one there? Where are you taking him? And the world confused
things
entered into the another. All along they thought they are the body.
Me too,
I got surprised.
I said,
my God. Secrets are under the sun.
He
told
me
that is Ecclesiastes 8. I have works I do. People don't sleep day and night. They cannot comprehend them. Though the wise try, they cannot check the works God does. Read Ecclesiastes 8. From 15 to 17.
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
They are
working and they are moving on in the world. Now you stubborn, wait that for a little. Now Bible has told you
in
the 1 Peter chapter 3 that in spirit the Lord Jesus he went
to preach
spirits in the prison.
Edda.
Long time, those which never humbled, when God patiently waited until the floods of Noah.
But
sign of the going of Jesus in the prison, it showed that darkness covered the earth, and the sun stopped giving light. It showed what? You know the sign in the Luke. It moves on to show us. It directs us where hell is. Where is hell located? The prison of God. The bottomless pit.
So
if you open up hell, this prison, or the bottomless pit,
yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And you open it totally, you don't open the little. Darkness comes from down there. And it occupies the entire kingdom of the stars. It comes from here.
And
covers the sun. You can no more see its light.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It can get
night
this time if they move on to open it. Let's read in Luke we hear. One of the signs which direct us. Where is hell located? Where is hell located? The bottomless pit. The prison of God.
Where
imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Luke 23
from verse 44.
Awo budde bwali butuuse essaawa nga mukaaga ne waba ekizikiza ku nsi yonna okutuusa essaawa 9:45. Enjuba obutayaka nejiji eliyomu yekalu neliirikamu wakati anamukaga au Yesu nayogene dobozi dene nagamba nti kitange nteeka omwoyo gwange mu mikono gyo bwe yamala okwogera ekyo n'awaayo obulamu anamusanvu au omwami w'ekitongole bwe yalaba ekibaddewo n'atendereza Katonda ng'agamba nti mazima ona abadde muntu mutuukirivu.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Luke 23 from verse 44,
ekizikiza kyakwata okuva ku ssaawa mukaaga,
darkness came from right from midday
paka ssaawa mwenda
up to 3.
Ensinga teriiko
musana. And on the world there was no light, sunshine. But in that time, Jesus surrendered his spirit in the hands of the Father. Gave it up what happened with darkness.
Omu owe kitongole n'agamba naye mazima.
Of the centurion said indeed.
Ono abadde mwana wa Katonda, mwana wa Katonda.
Son of God and is a son of God. But what threatened him most?
Ekizikiza.
The darkness.
Ekyakwata.
Which covered.
Okuva sawa meka.
Right from midday.
Sawa mukaga paka sawa.
The ninth hour.
Nejukira mukasera ko ngawayo moyo.
That time I surrender his spirit.
Bado chusizo muzina rogo. Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tubadde tukunyonyola.
We have been explaining to you.
Ti ngabo tuulide mu Luka 2 musatu.
As we heard in Luke 23.
Unyulana mwenya.
The verse 44.
Paka na musatu.
To 47.
Nti mukisere ekyo kuva ku saa mwenda.
That time from the mid from the noon.
Okuva saa mukaga paka saa
mwenda. Midday to the ninth hour. Darkness covered. And the Lord Jesus Christ surrendered his spirit unto Lord God. And the centurion lived in that time that is the Son of God. Praise Jesus
much.
Remember when Jesus surrendered his spirit,
it
did not go to heaven.
God was explained
in the first Peter chapter 3.
Batugami nti atao mumuoyo.
They said that in the spirit
we headed
on to go
eri mukomera
on the prison.
Katonda
where God bound the rebellious spirits
okuva mu bire byasu
right from the eras before.
Okusinga ennyo nga batulambise ku mulembe gwa
Noah. Most when it marked in the era of Noah.
Nino kutuka Yesu yaja.
Till when Jesus came,
people
were falling straight in hell. Even up to today,
until
the rebellious, they fall in this prison.
But
what we most focused on, that we've moved on to see in Luke, Luke 23, 44 to down,
asked,
why did darkness cover the earth? And where was it coming from?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And explain the same, the darkness to cover. Jesus was heading on to hell. The prison of God.
Where
he imprisoned rebellious spirits. But when Bible shows what's called the bottomless pit, out of which is what comes that total darkness, which can cut off the light from the sun and the moon, for they are all found in the same kingdom, in the same territory.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
According to Revelation chapter 9, in the verse 11,
kubikura esula eyomwenda. Revelation
9 from verse 11.
Zili na kabaka wazo, malaika wobunya obutakoma.
Olinyo lisoka.
Kubikure sura ya mwenda, n'olunyiriri olusoka.
Revelation 9 from verse 1.
Malaika wokutano, nafuwa ekondere, nendaba emunye nyenge vamuguru, negwa kuhonsi. Nawewa ekisunzo chobunya obutakoma. Oroko vili. Nasumula obunya obutakoma. N'omukka ne guva mu bunya, ne gulinnya ng'omukka ogw'enkoomi ennene. N'enkyuba n'ebbanga ne bizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunya.
Yesu
Jesus.
Kubikulirwa essuula eno ey'omwenda.
Revelation chapter 9.
Tulisooka
paka from verse 103.
Dulaga emunyenye yava mu
ggulu. It shows the star which fell from heaven.
Naye emunyenye eno si munyenye zine ziva mu ggulu lino.
This star is not the stars from this heaven. We speak of the angels. Revelation 20 says,
and
I saw an angel with a big chain in his hand. It was given the key of the bottomless pit. Now Revelation
20
in the verse 1 and 2 explains Revelation 9, 1 and 2. Revelation
20
verse 1 and
2
is what explains us. Revelation 9 in the verse 1 and 2. That they call a star is an angel.
And
they say, I saw a star and it falls from heaven. And he was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened up the bottomless pit. When he opened, out of the bottomless pit came total darkness. That total darkness of the smoke, it cut off the sun, even the moon, even the entire firmament. never gave its light. Not that the sun was not giving light.
But
let me tell you,
you,
there in the bottomless pit,
Mugeyena,
in hell, the prison of God, there is total darkness.
There is
darkness, it moves like a wall. It cuts like leather. It cuts entire face and it cuts it.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen. Much. Why is there total darkness?
This
is a point we shall reach, speak of angels working there. Those led by Angel Abaddon. They have horses. They have heads of the lions. But they blow fire. They put you down there and they blow fire on you.
And weep
as if you've reached the lake of fire.
Yet
you are on the sample of lake of fire.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man. Amen.
It needs you to know
to
fear God when it's still early.
But
if you've not feared him now, you will fear him within hell. For he said, every tongue has to confess Jesus is Lord, and every knee has to bow to him. Did he tell you freely, or where there is no
force?
If you refuse to bow humble in peace, you will humble by force. In hell, there is no one who is proud down there. They beat you till your proud ceases to be in you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Amen.
So chetubade tunona mu Luka esura eya 23.
Now what we picked in Luke 23, 44 to 47,
e
that we've connected with the Revelations
esura yomwenda,
chapter 9 verse 1 and 2,
okutulagirira
to direct us where hell is located. After seeing the darkness of much smoke coming from the bottomless pits, consumed and covered the entire firmament, and the sun didn't give it light, even the moon. For what shone in Luke
23:44
unto 47, in the time Jesus surrendered the spirit,
that was
heading to the prison of God in hell, the sun stopped to give its light, even the moon, and there happened darkness for 3 hours. The meaning, he had gone to the bottomless pit in hell, and it's a prison. Let's read here, we see. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Much. We want to move on to get the light.
Yes, Peter.
Let's get back to Peter.
Peter,
First Peter chapter 3. Our Lord in the Spirit, he went to preach to spirits in the prison. But we want to add you other notes. That is it true, the prison? The prison of God. That is hell. And it's the bottomless pit. Let's first get back to Peter.
Peter, ekisoke sura yokusatu, n'olunyiriri lw'18.
First Peter 3 from verses 18.
Kubangira ne Kristo yabonyabonyesebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu. Atulete eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. 19. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. 20. Edda abataagonda okugumikiza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi, gy'emyoyo 8.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Our Lord Jesus Christ, in spirit, went in the prison. In the prison of God, hell, the bottomless pit, to preach to spirits along which did not humble in the era of Noah. As God was patiently waiting, and he brought the floods. All those floods didn't save many people. They are 8 souls.
Means
though the world was filled of human beings, just as in Genesis 6, where they explain us,
they no more
had land to sell, they built on top of other structures, and they did one thing, to marry and to get married, doing business and buying and selling. Jesus spoke in the Matthew 24, and they asked him of the signs of his coming. He said, you two will be like the era of Noah. You will be marrying, getting married, and you do business, and you've ceased to have sanity in you. You see, a pastor preaches and is selling lotion on the side. You find him is doing such things. Everything put it in the season and time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we move on, our Lord Jesus,
there is
a word he brought in the form of a parable. But a parable, Bible means the words of wisdom and understanding. We want to go within Luke briefly, in the Luke 16 from verses 19. For rich man in hell, he says, I cannot leave this place.
It
means hell is a total prison. What I want to first take from your head is something wrong. I want to first take away by the Spirit of God. People speak of parables of the Lord Jesus, and they think they are these parables of the Baganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
This
parable of the Baganda, this is wisdom and understanding. As we read Luke 16:19-25,
first
get the meaning of the word parable.
If you don't get this,
parable between Lazarus and the rich, it's not a parable. These are words of understanding according to Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1 and 2. Explains what a proverb or parable means. In the kingdom of God, not in the world.
For
in the world, there are your own stories. In the kingdom of God, we speak truth. Understanding. Let's read it here. Proverbs 1 from verse 1.
Engero za Sulemani mutabani wa Daudi, kabaka wa Isirayiri. Rokobiri. Okumanyanga amagezi nokuyigirizibwanga.
Proverbs were made knowing wisdom and God's instructions. Now the Lord Jesus,
he
brought things and they are in reality.
It
brings them in wisdom and understanding of high level. We who explain, we say, he did not preach without parables.
Yet,
he did not preach without wisdom and understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And we tell
you in Luke 16:19-25.
What
called the parable between Lazarus and the rich man, and one is in hell,
and
one heads to heaven. It is not a mere parable.
This
of our Baganda parable. Proverbs speak Baganda proverbs.
We speak
words of wisdom and understanding. Let's repeat Proverbs.
Ngero esule soka n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Proverbs chapter 1 from verse 1.
Engero za Sulemani mutabani wa Daudi, kabaka wa Isirayiri. Olwokubiri. Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga. Okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera. Olwokusatu. Okukkiriza okuyigirizibwanga. Okukolanga eby'amagezi. Obutuukirivu n'okusalanga emisango. N'okugobereranga ensonga.
Owulidde ebigambo ekigambo ngero kye
kikavalinga.
Obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Okumanya ebigambo by'okutegeera n'amagezi.
Of understanding and wisdom.
Kati we tuba tugenda mu lukka.
Now when we go to Luke,
tetugenze kusoma story.
Not going to read a story there. These parables of the Baganda are going to speak things of understanding those analyzed well.
Amen.
Let us read there in Luke we hear. Luke 16 from verse 19.
Awo waliwo omuntu omugagga eyayambalanga olugoye olw'effulungu ne bafuta ennungi ng'asanyukanga bulijjo mu kwesiima. Abiri, era waliwo n'omwavu erinnya lye Laazaalo yagalamizibwanga ku mulyango gwe eyali awumusewumuse amabwa 21 nga yeegomba okukkuta ebyagwanga okuva ku mmeeza y'omugagga, era n'embwa nazo zajjanga ezimukomberanga amabwa ge.
Yali sitore eno.
Was this a story?
Tebyaliwo mu buliwo.
Didn't they happen in reality?
Lazarus yali taliyo.
Lazarus, was he not there?
Teyafa.
Did he not die?
Omubiri gwe gwafa.
His body died.
N'agwambula.
And he unclothed it.
Nemu kwambula.
But in unclothing his body.
Bible iraga ndi ba malaika bamusiba bone bamuorekeza mu.
Bible show angels lifted him headed on to heaven.
Ni bamungere mu kibuga cha
God. And they took him ahead to the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. The great gathering of the angels and the holy ones.
Now,
when they took the rich man from the world, as they took the door of heavens, what you did, your actions and your works follow you, and they followed him. And he's meant to be in heaven. They turned him down. They took him in the bottomless pits.
Proverbs
that Jesus was just speaking stories here. As others say, speak stories.
He
spoke real understanding.
Wisdom.
Which is analyzed well. Let us move on.
Luke 16 verse 22. Awo lwatuuka omwavu n'afa n'asirwa malayika n'asibwa mu kifuba kya Ibrahimu n'omugagga n'afa n'aziikibwa. Abiri mu ssatu.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Awo lwatuuka.
Then it came to pass.
Omwavu
Lazarus. And the poor man Lazarus.
N'afa n'ayambula omubiri.
Clothed the body.
Kubanga singa yafanga ngiyena yena n'omwoyo.
He all died and his spirit.
Malayika banditudde.
Angels would have carried what? It came to pass. Lazarus and Lazarus, he was lifted by angels, taken where the holy ones reside in heaven. Hebrews 12:22-23. Even a rich man too died. Let me tell you one thing which happened to
him.
And they would check you from that body. You be careful, you're checked out when you're perfected. If you're perfected, angels will lift you from here, take you on the door of heaven,
and
you enter Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God, where we shall head on to see ahead after we ascend in the realm above, in this our journey of heaven, the part one. If you dare be found, and they find you on this planet earth, you've not aligned yourself. When the angel of death will get you from that body, he gives you on to angel of hell. And they head you out of planet earth. The detail we shall study of hell.
It
show you the one you always call the shooting star.
Those
angels of hell, and they are taking their people.
They
run speed, they are like a light, a flashlight. And they take something useless. You no more have use. You are useless. Everything they take in a fire
and
intended to destroy it, it is useless. Now you still have meaning. But that time, don't allow yourself, you turn to be useless. Where do they dump rubbish? On the fire, and they burn it.
Now you still have value.
You said yourself,
we are in the image of God. Can he burn us? Even those there, they were. Those who fell in hell, they are in his image. But rebellion is equal to witchcraft.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Let's hear of the rich man.
Luke 16:23. Naimusa amaaso ge mu magombe ng'ali mukulumizibwa n'alengera Ibulayimu wala ne Lazaalo ng'ali mu kifuba kye 24. Nayogerera waggulu ng'agamba nti kitange Ibulayimu nsaasira otume Lazaalo anyike ensonda y'olunwe lwe mu mazzi ampoze ewoze olulimi lwange. Kubanga nomwa omuliro guno.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus much.
Yari mugeyene eri
munyo butakoma. In hell in the bottomless pit.
Mukomera.
In the prison.
Ngatasobola kuvanayo.
He could not even get out of there.
Kati bana bulijja abakoma abalinya ku mitwe
yamu. All these who come back on the heads of the living.
Shibebo banabafwa.
Are not those who died.
Ba malaika abagu.
Those are fallen angels.
Mutumalagena tugenda kusoma ko ba masaza.
After we finish hell, we shall study of principalities.
Usande iliyeje.
On the next Sunday.
Shetani ba malaika baba.
Satan and his fallen angels.
Mifure
mizimu. Those who appear as demons over clans.
Niyo ndibo tubatusome nkwe ate ili tubasoma
wetu. Study schemes also we try to
save
them in the second service.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Amen.
Omugaga yagenda okukizura.
The rich man has discovered it. Everything he did on the world was useless to him. And is in hell in the prison. He lifts up his eyes. Imagine you're on hell. You
lift
eyes, see people in the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven like that. And they are in joy. Abraham, they are moving. You are in the pit down.
But
Bible says he lifted his eyes. You are down in the planet Earth, lifting eyes like that. Not you are in the bottomless pits. You lift eyes, you see up there. Jerusalem of heaven.
Be here
pretending. We shall look to you. We too in heaven, we shall see you down there. You know we preach as you say. They are threatening us. Let us
threaten
you. Lady or gentlemen.
What
threatens you already came upon you. What threatens you? You got sick, you got afraid. You got problems, you got afraid. But that is just the beginning.
You
get problem of hell, you'll be surprised. For it doesn't get healed.
And it's not
too fast to be stubborn like that in that head.
For
those who lived before you and they had big heads and they don't fit on the door of heaven.
Yet
since hell is a bottomless pit, they fit in there. But still you don't. This world you didn't know it's there. They
birthed
you and you appeared on it.
No,
and you believed earth is existing.
You believe
hell and heaven is there. When they will birth you there, you will get to realize it. For you contend with that in your heart, there is no hell. You are a very hard child, very stubborn.
Even
the world, you did know it was there, you came in it. Long time when we were there, and we saw heaven falling, and we say it ends there.
Through
close, we realize we don't reach there. And we knew there are those moving far.
And
you too, when you reach to see, you will really see.
And you will see
hell, you see it for us.
Me, I
don't want to be there. You, do you want to be there? The fire, hell, according to Luke, is not the fire, lake of fire, but
sample.
The sample of fire is in hell also. The angels of hell, those led by angel Abaddon, they have horses, they have heads of the lions. They blow fire. They put you down there. The punishment of fire for 5 months. And they are blowing fire on you. And they dig your grave. You know, here as they are burying you, body, even in hell they bury your spirit. They bury you in the fire. The head is what remains up and you're weeping from there. Now, brethren, things concerning hell, the prison of God, the bottomless pit, it's only the kingdom of the stars.
On
in Luke explains saying this.
Luke 16 verse
25.
Ne Ibrahimu n'amugamba nti mwana wange, jukiranga wawewe birungi byo mu bulamu bwo. Era ne Lazaalo bwatyo ebibi. Ne kaakana asanyusibwa gw'olumwa.
Have you heard well?
Being
the good things on the world is not the case. Judgment is to use them wrongly. Even the other to be poor, it's not what reached him in heaven. Righteousness. Don't you say, let me be poor. I reach in heaven. You will get complicated. You
beg,
they don't give you. You get angered.
You're
going in heaven for your poor.
It's
not upon the rich and the poor.
It's
on working righteousness to make it to heaven. If you want to be poor, you'll be.
But
you keep the riches of righteousness.
If
you want to be rich, you'll be. But keep righteousness. Peter chapter 1 verse 3. It says, the divine power of God gave us. It gave us what we use in this life and in serving God, even in moving to understand Him. Don't get to use what's given you like that. The rich man forgot that.
He used a little
in his life.
And
that he didn't do in the serving of God.
He didn't
get time to understand God. Businesses were too many.
He's
in business everywhere. After you get rich here, you get stubbornness in the head. I can no more be in the service. Apostle, can I come there and you update me? I
had
a tithe of 10 million.
30
million. You will not find me, let me tell you.
You
use those your little monies. When you get money, you get big headed. You don't want to come for fellowship. You make phone calls to us. Where will I find you that you update me? Where were you not coming for gathering? Take away your papers.
You're
beyond scriptures.
We
said no for sick fellowship. For your money you got beyond scriptures. Now you bring your papers.
Yes,
you bring, we use them in the work of the Lord. But putting me in those your prisons. 7 prisons, I ran from them long time. Involving the financial prison of the devils.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they have told you, the rich man, lifted his eyes as he was in hell. In hell. And the
agony,
the fire, the thirsty.
We give
water of the word, you refuse it. Now you're there saying,
The many scriptures are for what? This we speak life, sir.
Bible
John 16, the words I say to you, they are spirits, they are life. You could know it when you fall in hell. You will get thirsty, yet not for drinking water of the world, not eating food of the world. It's eating the word, but no one preaches it to you there.
Now,
give you water in the word to drink, water of life. He said the scriptures
are many.
He would have given a few scriptures.
And
he
would tell us, jump to Jesus.
You know, you're used to those things.
But
we are gentle.
Sons of God.
Sons of God.
Amen.
We want all things in the way of God.
I
want to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. Yet we are also well off in the body. And they will lack a way to point in us. Righteousness, but they are poor. Let's preach it and we have it and we use them well.
Amen.
Yes, we
must praise Jesus much. We are still on our topic. We are seeing of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heavens, the fourth created heaven. We are in this territory, we are seeing that. We see that hell. The few things concerning it, we cannot explain them like today.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
But what's taken us in Luke? You understand that hell, or what's called hell, the bottomless pits, it's a real prison. And don't begin to think that your demon will come back trouble those who are living.
Satan
is confusing you, my dear. Those who see coming back on the heads of the living are not your forefathers who died. Those fallen angels confusing us that there is no hell when we die, we join on the winds and we roam on this world. You are joking as you get off your head like that. And those who have picked you, my goodness, angel of death,
even
the spirit explains it to you. My goodness, I'm finished.
I've
got joined on the winds of my forefathers. You will appear like you're dreaming. Because even the world itself is a dream. And you're still dreaming, you've not woken up yet. You are dreaming. You know why I tell you dreaming? You go in your mirror. I am looking good. Yet you've never seen yourself. Yet after you say, my eye, who are you who owns that eye? Means you are inside there.
But
when you wake up from the dream, you will see yourself.
But
right now you're dreaming, you're the one. You are on the body calling it, it's you. You are on your shirt.
You said,
this shirt, it is me.
After
you will wake up from your dream and you see yourself in reality and you say, my God.
Yet
do you always move in the night in your dreams? The one you see out there is the one inside this one sleeping on the bed. And when that, does he reach where you move from in the night? And you say, my God, I was on this road. Who is that who was there? I was sleeping down there.
Okay,
if it's in the body, I was sleeping.
Yeah,
the one who moved in the night, all the night was who?
The
human being, you're about to wake up.
Because
wisdom of the word wakes us up. As Bible says, awake you sleeper, the light of Christ lightens the way.
Amen.
You read that scripture. Awake you sleeper, the light of Christ to shine in you.
Are
we sleeping? We are sleeping. You are on this world sleeping. Wake up when you've been hell.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus. Let's finish in Luke.
Luke 16:26.
Era
kwebyo byonna wakati wa fenamwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo abaagala okuva eno okujja gye muli balemenga okuyinza era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Owulidde nti eri omugagga gye yali ali naye yali taliyo yekka.
Rich was there, wasn't there alone. Let us repeat this verse.
Ibrahim gyali tebaliyo
bokka. Abraham is there, they're not alone.
Omugagga gyali mubonya tebaliyo yekka.
He's not there alone.
Luka 16:26.
Era
ku ebyo byonna wakati wa fenamwe waliwo olukonko oluwanvu olwateekebwawo.
Olukonko oluwanvu.
Big chasm put there.
They
call it the bottomless pits.
Now
imagine, right from Jerusalem of heaven to enter the fourth created heaven, there is a big distance. And besides that, these ones are in the valley of the bottomless pits. Hell would have called it a star. It's a type of star as its place. They call it the black hole, the whites. Nothing draws close to it and is not swallowed by it. It swallows everything drawing close to it. It swallows it into it. They say it is to swallow even the world. Because the world is drawing close to where it is. They see it from far.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Abraham told him, where you are in your pits of hell.
Luke 16:26. Era balemenga okuva eyo okuyitawo okujja gye tuli.
Nti abaagala okuva eyo gye tuli mu ggulu okujja gye muli. Omugagga teyaliyo
yekka. The rich man was not in hell alone.
Baaliyo bangi.
They were many there.
Namga tosaana kuvayo eryo komera.
Come from there, it's a prison.
When they
say in spirit,
Yesu muyagendera,
Jesus went
to preach
to spirits in the prison.
Baba kugamba geena
they speak
original.
Of original hell.
Geena.
That's where he went.
For
2 days, the third day he raised up.
The Bible
came out
with
the spirits of the holy ones who believed him.
Just
refused
to put
someone has a big head. It doesn't fit in the door of heaven except in hell.
Yes,
Jesus, 3 days, he preaches to them and they beat him on their behalf. They refuse to believe him. You are not the Savior. Just you have big heads on this world. Someone say apostle abuses us. You spoke to us one day, I have a big head.
When
he said, I have contentions, me too, I know myself.
But
in the word of God, take away contentions. At least contend with the falsehood of the world. For no matter when it will be, God was, He is, and He will be. No matter when He will lay hold of you.
For
Psalms 50,
you
did all I kept silent, and you thought we are equal.
But
I'll bring them upon to you one day.
One
day will pick you from the body. One single day.
You know,
everything you do,
no,
it,
You are
free to speak vulgar,
abuse,
and do all things. But wait on his day. You tell him whether when he designed it.
You put
and spoke to the mouth that you speak vulgar. You who move those your private parts.
If
they inscribe on it and told you are of five women.
One,
which means one man, one woman. They put on you plenty private parts. If they put on you five, you say, Lord, you gave me five. One will go for this one, one for this one. If you put those two breasts, at least you know you breastfeed two. Those who are born.
But
you,
Brother Topaz,
how many do you have with yourself? He said one.
Yeah,
it's for one woman.
And
get that in the rightful way. One of the Muslims, they put on them how many? Let's move on with our message. You keep moving yourselves. There are snakes down there. Those in the backs of the angels Abaddon, they will work on you very well. Bible say, everyone will pay as their actions well. If you are immoral on this world, you will see those serpents. If you are a Sodom, they will come to sodomize you yourself if you did it on the world. Let's finish in Luke.
Luke 16 verse
27.
Nagama antikale nkwega iride chitange. Omutume mnyumba ya chitange. Abili munana. Kumanga nina aboluganda batano. Abategeze balemo kujia na bo. Mchifo chino echirimu okurumwa.
Namugamba mnangi.
He told him.
Ibrahim,
Abraham,
muri moguru.
You are in heaven.
Nze,
I am in hell.
Banange batano,
my brothers, the five are in the world.
Kakati kubanga kudino komera
now, because kiena. This is a prison hell.
Sisubura kuvayo kudino
kumitwe. Come back on the head.
So bakame,
I tell them, you,
baganda, banga,
my
batano.
Brothers, the five. What is in hell? It is not well. You repent. He could not do that. And listen, Lazarus, come back to the world. Preach to my five brothers. They think I was rich, I'm well of where I am. Yet I didn't work righteousness. You know that rich man
one day,
Lazarus, when he went to him, he was preaching the gospel to him. And he told Lazarus, I want to meet that your teacher. That your teacher. And I speak and question him. We are righteous, we've committed all things of righteousness.
But you say,
don't believe him, shall not go to heaven. I want to reach him.
And
reach to him in Matthew 19. He told him, sir, where am I lacking that it can hinder me rich in heaven?
Is
that the same rich man with his wiseacking?
Lazarus
went to beg eatings from him.
After he preached
the gospel, as you know, things of salvation. My brother, there is heaven. Jesus is the Savior, he came.
Who,
that one, he already held the laws.
When he told him,
make an appointment to you meet him. He met him. He asked him, where am I lacking? What can hinder me enter kingdom of heaven? Jesus humbly told him, did you hold on the commands? He told him, from my youthful age. He told him, okay, now what you do?
You may say you are right. Let me.
But
go do this. Go sell all your possessions. You rich man. And give out all to the rich, poor, and come pass with me. You will reach the kingdom of heavens. And the rich man got so grieved.
Yet,
he has never held any of the commandments.
For
first, you love the Lord your God with all your heart.
Even
all your possessions. Now, God himself,
he
told him, go sell your possessions. Did he love him with all his heart? The second major command,
it says,
love your neighbor as you love yourself.
When
told him to sell, he said, go give the poor. If you love people as you love yourself, you would have sold to give them. But
them
he's never loved them. And he failed on all the commands. Even the last of love, he failed it. When he left the body, the Bible says he went so sorrowful. He said, this man, he appears to be righteous. He explained things of righteousness. See how pick him not in a long time from then. He ended in hell. Jesus explained of an experience which happened. But I don't want you to claim to be.
Before
Jesus went there 3 days, this rich man was the first there.
Now,
if he took him away, on those
you
claim that you'll join him and you'll be in agony together.
you will not
find a rich man in hell.
You're going
to join on Lazarus. Zacchaeus. This was Judas. That you join on Judas Iscariot. You will never find Judas in hell. For he was there before Jesus.
Jesus preached
the gospel. Judas was the first of them. I repent.
He had gotten afraid, he repented,
took back the money. The problem he did was when he murdered himself. For God said, don't kill. He committed murder. Some of you hang yourselves.
Let
me leave the world.
The case
you get is murder first.
In the
laws they say don't commit murder. Do not kill. Now you've killed yourself. See how that accuses you of killing.
You
don't kill you of killing another.
But
to kill yourself, killing your body on the world. Let's finish in Luke
16 verse
28.
Kubanga nina abooluganda batano, abategeeze, balimu okujja nabo mu kifo kino, ekirimu obulumi. Nti kubanga nina abooluganda batano, abategeeze, balimu okujja nabo mu kifo kino, ekirimu obulumi, 29. Naye Ibulayimu n'agamba nti, balina Musa ne bannabbi. Baba ulire ngabo.
They have Moses and the prophets.
Right
from the entire Old Testament. It is Moses. Even the prophets. Now we join on the New Testament. If you want someone to raise from the dead, to come preach to us,
No one
can believe. Though the dead will raise to the living. Let us read and finish here.
Luke 16:30. Naye omu kubafu bwali genda jebali bali enenya asatu mulumu na mugamba anti ngawe bata ulira Musa ne bannabbi irani wankubadde omuku bafu gwalizukira tali bakirizisa.
Hear
what I explained
it. If someone cannot
leave scriptures written by Moses right from the beginning, Genesis to Deuteronomy, and get judges, you get all prophets, you cannot hear what is read, though someone raised from the dead. Jesus raised from the dead to fulfill that.
Still, maybe
you don't hear.
Well,
if someone believe the first belief scriptures, join on these testimonies, and they have to just believe. They just establish them. God joined the journey of heaven's double.
It
involves moving and to see.
It
involves reading the Bible. God strengthened with the word first. And you preach through as the way God revealed it.
It's
the journey of heaven moving. Nothing we can preach to you, and it's not there.
Story.
I have no story. Most people always say, you would have told us a story, and now we entered in the door of hell, and they were on the rocks. Those stories of yours, here we are in the Bible, John of Hell, in the Bible, for 7 years, from 2005, to 2011, in the service of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azotas, the urim, the famim, the spiritual transports, and clothing the body. First, God then explained the first part.
It
goes reveal me the call, the covenant,
and
glory on the nation of Uganda through the journey of heavens. First, explain the spiritual transports. Even meaning of John of Heaven's movement in the Bible for 7 years. We got explained of that. Here we began the journey. How is it? Praise Jesus. And this time,
and
we see briefly what's in the dream below. In the fourth created heaven,
we
already saw the circular appearance of this heaven, and the heaven is circular, and it's hard as iron.
It became
in the firmament of the heavens. We saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon. We are on our third point. We see of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprison rebellious spirits. They are found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heavens, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven. Praise Jesus much.
I see,
as time is left as for first service,
what
will be explained next is the angel in charge of hell and his group. 200 billions. Angel Abaddon of the chains. Angel of death and hell. Hell is not led by Satan. Satan too is a thief. He's a prisoner there. You can't get the one who is the leader of the thieves, and you give him to be the leader of Luzira prison in Uganda. Is it possible? If that hell, the bottomless pit, it's a prison of God, where he prisoned rebellious spirits, as we have heard,
he
would have given this Satan to be in charge of it.
And
same who gives punishments. Some of you got the stories.
Crocodile
tears as they lie to us. Apostles speak of hell, you don't cry. You cry in your spirit.
The God
is there. When you rejoice, it shed tears. When you grieve, it
shall
people grieve over sins and leave them.
I cried
in the bodies for 7 days. Yes. As in the journey of heaven.
I myself
cried over what I saw.
I prayed this
grace to take them from there and it's not there.
He
told them those to save on the world.
Those
who fail there, there's no more their grace. Even if you cry for that, how long? You will never save anyone. He gave me a scripture that he told Samuel. How long
will grieve
for Saul whom I've rejected?
Cry
for you, I preach the gospel.
Hold
their condemnation in hell. I give up on that.
Even if
choir will change nothing, I'm not merciful more than God. You messed up him before.
The
grace is given is to be preached to the gospel. And he said, when his son came with grace and truth, they came on the world. You cannot fulfill here. We
don't
cry for you that you fell in hell. We shall not take you from there. Getting you out is right here today.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I cannot preach as I'm crying.
I
got used to that many years. Have to cry in the heart, and you tie yourself with a clock, and
you grieve
over your sins and those of the world,
and
you give up on them
and
help many to leave them.
But
though you share your clock like tears, those who first preached to us the wrong hell, they told us,
now I call
Satan on the reception of hell.
He put only
the number 346 on the forehead.
And
the book of punishments. Yet God says, I will pay each as their works
were.
Satan pays. They have a relationship with God. Even that is demons
that make
people commit sins on the world.
There
is a drama not right involved there.
Satan called
the world.
He called
his fake hell. Now he's making people
make
covenants that is
the judge.
If you join, serve him, he will give you a job to do in hell.
They
are going to beat you with him, you'll be surprised. You keep covenanting with death and hell. That you hidden under deception. Hell is not led by Satan.
It's
not the one who gives punishment there.
It's
angels of hell.
We
shall see them next Sunday. And some of the little punishments there. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Let's go in the other services.